A Capitol Hill physician says the surgery on Senator Johnson was successful, but he could not say whether the South Dakota Democrat would require another operation. The doctor says the senator underwent surgery for bleeding caused by a medical condition relating to his arteries and veins. The condition is called congenital arteriovenous malformation. If Johnson is unable to serve, South Dakota's Republican governor, Michael Rounds, would name a successor, presumably a Republican, to complete the remaining 2 years of Johnson's term. The new Congress, to be seated January 4th with Senator Johnson as a member, would have a 51-49 Democratic majority. But if Johnson is replaced, the Senate would be evenly divided 50-50, with Vice President Dick Cheney casting the tie-breaking votes, essentially handing control to Republicans. Democratic Senator Harry Reid of Nevada, who is expected to become Senate Majority Leader next month, told reporters he spent much of the night by Johnson's bedside.
We're all praying for a full recovery. We're confident that will be the case.
Reid said Johnson, in his words, really looks good, but he declined to comment on Johnson's medical condition or whether the senator was even conscious. When asked about whether Democratic control of the Senate might be jeopardized, he said, "There isn't a thing that has changed." At the White House, spokesman Tony Snow commented on Johnson's situation.
Everybody's concerned, and our thoughts and prayers are with him, his family, his staff, his colleagues.
The 59-year-old Johnson was taken to a Washington hospital Wednesday after having difficulty speaking to reporters in a conference call on Capitol Hill. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。